Hello, football fans. Welcome in to another episode of the Gridiron Report. I'm Steve Gilley, along with Donnie Jenkins. Donnie, let's, without further delay, get into what happened this past week, shall we?
That sounds good to me.
All righty. First off, in Northeast Tennessee, it was Campbell County defeating Crockett 37-35, Cherokee 33, South Doyle 20, Chucky Doak 21, Sullivan Central 7, Cleveland over Bearden 28-23. It was Clinton 13, Seymour 8, Cloudland 59, North Green 6, Cock County 21, Carter 13, Cumberland Gap 38, Hancock County 7, Dobbins-Bennett defeated Oak Ridge 28-25. How about that, Donnie?
Oh, yeah. Well, which DB team's going to show up this year?
True.
I pick them to lose, and they win. I pick them to win, and they lose.
Well, maybe you need to pick them to lose every week.
Well, maybe I ought to pick them to tie and see what happens.
It was Elizabethton over South Green 49-7, Farragut 34, McMinn 14, Granger 34, Pigeon Forge 28, Greenville 38, Morristown West 14, Johnson County over Hampton 20-8, Knox West 6, Hardin Valley 3, Northview Academy 42, North 14, Notre Dame 46, Trinity Academy 6, Science Hill over Ottawa 62-35.
And that's another one of those games that, which one's going to show up? Ottawa usually dominates Science Hill, but this time they almost doubled their score.
It was Sevier County 10, Heritage 3, Sullivan East 28, Unicoi County 21, South 56, Volunteer 6, Union County 6, Cosby nothing. Over in Southwest Virginia, Abingdon defeated John Battle 35-24. It was Fort Chiswell 44, Rural Retreat 7, George With 26, Radford 18, Hurley over Rye Cove 36-0, Lebanon 34, Honaker 16, Marion 21, Chilhowie 16, Moorhead, North Carolina over Martinsville 34-27. What about that one, Donnie?
Well, that's one of those games I really didn't know anything about either team. I was picking Martinsville to win because I'm what they call a homer, so I was picking the home state to win. And, of course, they disappointed me and lost.
Northwood 28, Twin Springs 7, Patrick Henry 33, Castlewood 28, Richlands over Gate City 27-6. It was Ridgeview 21, Grundy 12, Union over Burton 35-0, Virginia High 35, Tazewell nothing. Wise Central 48, Eastside 28, Tennessee High over Lehigh 37-7, and West Green defeated Thomas Walker 44-14. Well, let's move on to this coming week, the September 1st schedule. And Donnie, let's get started with Virginia's. What's coming up there?
Oh, man, they might as well cancel the rest of the schedule for the state of Virginia, except for the one game that I'm going to mention right now. Richlands travels to Bullitt Park to take on the Union Bears. In this series, boy, they have played each other 6 times. They split them 3-3, and every game, and I mean every game, has come down literally to the final play of the game. So will this be the 7th year in a row that this happens, or will there be something different happen this year? I guess I might have to walk to that game to find out.
Well, regardless of what you say, though, Donnie, there are other games going on, so let's take a look at the schedule. George With takes on Fort Chiswell. It's Floyd County at Patrick County, Giles at Christiansburg, Glenver at Covington, James River at Randolph Henry, Radford at Galax, Virginia High takes on John Battle. What about that one?
John Battle gave Abingdon all they could handle last week. Virginia High dominated Tazewell, which was no surprise. And this is more or less part one of a Battle of Bristol. Mm-hmm. So a team out of Bristol, Virginia, will win this game. However, for the sake of argument, I'm going to pick Virginia High.
All right. It's Wise Central at Grundy. Abingdon at Gate City. Now, there's a game for you, Donnie.
I think Abington's going to be ticked off on how bad they played last week.
Right.
Gate City actually was more impressive than that score indicated from last week against Richlands. And Gate City is hard to handle at Legion Field.
Yes.
So, the Sports Beast himself is going to pick an upset. He's picking Gate City to upset Abingdon.
Moving on, it's Lehigh at Lebanon. What about that one?
Lehigh is in a kind of a rebuilding stage. Lebanon is in a rebuilding stage, more or less. So you're going to have two rebuilding teams playing in this game, and that could go either way. So I'm going to pick. I don't know who to pick, really. Flip a coin here. Heads is, okay, Ted, I'm picking Lebanon.
Okay. Ridgeview travels over the mountain to Shelby Valley, Kentucky. It's Grayson County at Carroll County, Tazewell at Graham. Now over in Group 1A, Bath County at Riverheads, Auburn at Craig County, Eastern Montgomery at Hurley, Perry McClure takes on Buffalo Gap, it's Bland County traveling to Narrows, Castlewood at Honaker. What about that one, Donnie?
I'm going to pick Castlewood.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, but I've just not been impressed with Honaker the last year and a half.
It's Twin Valley at Montcalm, West Virginia. Chelhowie at Burton. How about that one?
Well, way Burton looked last week against Union was not good. Chelhowie has won the last two times they played, so you're not going to believe this. I'm going to pick Chelhowie in an upset.
Okay. Rycove at Patrick Henry, Holston at Twin Springs, and Harlan Independent at Thomas Walker. Now, moving on to Tennessee, we have in Division I, Region 1, Jefferson County at Bearden, West Green at Claiborne, Sullivan North at Cosby. Any thoughts on that one?
I'm going to pick, for whatever reason I have, which is absolutely no reason at all, I'm picking Sullivan North.
I'm so glad you're thoughtful, Donnie. It's Tennessee High at Daniel Boone.
I look for Tennessee High to win that one.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Here's one for you. I know you got thoughts on this. Science Hill at Dobbins Bennett.
Of course. This game is still being played at the wrong time of the year.
I agree.
It should be played at the last game of the regular season, just like it had been for 75 million years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to throw it in this early in the season. Science Hill has dominated the last few years after DB had a run of 18 out of 20, I believe. Of course, I picked both of them to lose last week, and they both won.
You're going to guarantee that one of them wins this week, then?
I hope so. I mean, I'd hate for them to play so long that it gets to a point of no return that they finally just decide to play to a tie, which wouldn't hurt my feelings none, and that way I couldn't be wrong. But I'm going to pick Science Hill.
All right. Sullivan South at Granger. Any idea on that one?
I don't know too much about Granger. Sullivan South has struggled the last two games, or one of them anyway. And they, what the heck, pick South.
Okay. Union County at Greenville, Hampton at Happy Valley, Cherokee at Morristown East, Elizabethton at Sullivan East. What about that one?
I think Elizabethton will win that one, and it will be over with by the first quarter.
All right. Hancock County at Unaka, David Crockett at Volunteer. In Division I, Region 2, it's Oak Ridge at Campbell County, Powell at Fulton, Brainerd at Loudoun, and Carnes at West. Any last thoughts before we close out this podcast, Donnie?
Just go out and watch a high school football game, and if you're anywhere in the Big Stone Gap area, you better get there early when Rich Lands comes to Bullitt Park Friday night.
And you might be there to sign autographs, right?
Well, I might be there. I don't think I'll sign autographs. I don't think nobody would want it.
All righty. Well, Donnie, it's been fun as always. And we appreciate all you folks listening to the Gridiron Report on Radio Appalachia, Radio Appalachia Talk, and on the podcast. If you'd like to subscribe to the Gridiron Report, you can do so by going to Apple Podcasts. You can also go to Stitcher, Google Play, or you can subscribe right on your very own favorite podcast app. So until next time, get out and enjoy some high school football, and we'll see you next week. So long, everybody.